Well, the Cass County Fair coming up very, very soon this year as they get ready to open up their run here in a day or so. And we're going to talk a little bit about one of the new events that's going on this year at the Cass County Fair. Christy Cunningham is in with us this morning. She is the secretary on the Cass County Fair Board, and she's involved in a lot of different things. And she's also very involved in something new called the Farmers Challenge. Christy, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
Oh, you bet. It's always fun to talk about fair.
Well, I know we're going to be talking a lot about fair here in a day or so, but for right now, I wanted to talk a little bit about something I noticed that looks a little different on the schedule this year. The Farmers Challenge is an event that comes up on Saturday, this Saturday, July the 26th, and that is something completely new and actually should be kind of fun.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. This is an event that we actually seen them do at the Iowa State Fair, and we got online, contacted the gentleman that put it on, and he is going to bring the event to the Cass County Fair. The first event will be a Young Farmers Challenge, so that will be open to all senior 4-H members and FFA members, and there will be a bale throw and an obstacle course, and the teams consist of two boys and two girls, and they will compete against each other with the top two teams coming back. There is prize money, so we hope that we can get a lot of teams to sign up and come out.
Well, it sounds like it's actually going to be a lot of fun. It's almost like a, I'm trying to think of what those TV shows are where people make fun of themselves trying to do some physical challenges and things. But that's what it's going to kind of be, is something fun to participate in and fun to watch as well.
Right, and the gentleman will bring a number of different activities for the obstacle course, and he will kind of look at our setup. This will all take place in the horse arena on Saturday and kind of fit the obstacles, so we're unsure as to exactly what obstacles there will be, but some of the things might involve rolling a big bale of hay or pushing a wheelbarrow or moving a tire, that kind of thing. Some of it will require teamwork and some of it are individual things, so it'll be a relay race.
Now, the fellow who is helping, who's assisting with this, who's bringing the stuff, you said he's from your hometown?
Yeah. His name is actually Galen Potter. He's from Chillicothe, Missouri, where I grew up.
Okay, so you got an in with him there. He's going to give us a great opportunity here, and we're going to get a lot of people involved, right?
That's what we're hoping for. We want a lot of people involved, yes.
Now, when they do this at other locations, do they get a lot of involvement? Do they get a lot of participants?
Actually, yes. I just talked to Galen a couple of nights ago, and they just ran this event at my hometown's county fair, and they ran 140 youth through this. So they had over 30 teams.
Wow. That is pretty good.
That's I think they started at 6 and they got done at 11.
Is that something they've done for a while, though?
No, this is actually something that he kind of thought would be fun, and he kind of started it and has just done for a few years
Somehow
got connected with the Iowa State Fair, and that has really kind of blossomed the idea out and about.
So it's grown pretty quickly then.
Yes, it has.
Well, great. Well, maybe we'll get a lot of good participation here with ours, too. Now, you mentioned there's a Young Farmers Challenge that'll involve the youth, and then a Farmers Challenge that'll involve adults, for lack of a better word.
You bet.
But they're a little different.
They're just a little bit different, yeah. So the Farmers Challenge registration will be from 3:30 to 5:30, with that actual competition starting at 6. There is an entry fee for that, $5 a head, $10 a team. And that will consist of a bale throw, an egg gathering contest with a kind of a unique twist. And then they have a hay bale shuffle contest, which is another type of obstacle course. The Farmers Challenge is a male-female team, so just two members on that team. So, and kind of the same thing. It's a race. They'll time you and score you, and then the top two teams coming back. And we will have 100% payout, so the 50% of the proceeds, the take from the entry fees, will go to the first-place team.
So you will have kind of a preliminaries and then a finals event.
That is right.
And this will all happen down at the Horse Arena.
All at the Horse Arena.
So it'll all be it'll be easy for folks, because it's a nice area to be able to perform if you're going to be competing in something like this, but there are also plenty of grandstand area there as well.
Yep, plenty of parking down that way and grandstand. Putting up a new sound system this year on the fairgrounds, so sound should be great. And it'll happen all before the tractor pull, and maybe even a little bit into the tractor pull, so if you're not necessarily into tractor pulls, come and watch the Farmers Challenge.
Well, you can catch the rest of that, too.
You bet.
Again, registration for the Young Farmers Challenge is 10 a.m. to 1:30 that day. Okay, just go down to the Horse Arena anytime during those hours and get registered. And then for the Adult Challenge, it'll be from 3:30 to 5:30, again, at the Horse Arena that day. So you have a few hours prior to the event to get registered. So you get a little bit of time to think about it and a little bit of time to get those teams together now too.
Yeah. And we are only taking 20 teams this year. We did cap it at 20 teams, so don't wait too long.
Okay, so there is a limit. All right, very good. Well, it sounds like it should be a lot of fun. Like I said, fun to watch as well as people go down there and have a good time with that. And I know last year they did the threshing demo and the old equipment show, and that actually I thought went over pretty well. Well enough, they're going to do it again.
Oh, wow, people loved that. Yeah, it was great. I know that they've had some issues on getting some grain that was going to work to bind and that kind of thing. But the grounds committee, Alan Zelmer's kind of heading that up. They're in charge of that. Mm-hmm. They're working on that. And I know that I can see on the grounds that they have done some preparations and are getting ready for that to go. So that should be another great event.
Well, it's kind of fun to get ready for all the stuff because so much work and planning goes into just a few short days. I mean, fair really, when you get down to it, it's just a few short days. Well, okay, they're a few long days.
Yeah, a few long days.
but they're just a few days in the course of a 365-day year, but it takes so much time to plan and prepare for all of these things. And when you decide to do something different, something new, last year the threshing demo, this year the Farmer's Challenge, you know, you never quite know what to expect. You have high hopes, but you never know for sure. Even if the Farmer's Challenge just doesn't have a ton of people involved, sometimes you kind of expect that. You have to build something that's new.
That's right. And so we want to get the word out, let people know what is new. And if you don't feel like participating yet this year, you know, come out and watch. And maybe next year you'll think it's something to do. So.
Sure. Well, and I know there were a few other things as far as fair goes. We'll move away a little bit from the Farmer's Challenge here for a bit that were kind of new over the last couple of years, too. And one of the things I know that you folks had tried to do was to dedicate some of, I think it's Building 10. It's one of the commercial exhibit buildings where there was a place kind of for the young children to go, a safe place that they could go and spend some time and have a little bit of fun so maybe mom and dad could get away for a little bit and have some fun at the fair.
Sure. And what we had hoped for, we call it the Kids Barn. We have a very large, possibly the largest sandbox in Cass County in there. And we have some coloring pages. And this year last year we ran some games. We're going to have some games this year. Mm-hmm. This year we are also having all of the libraries in Cass County are going to come and do a library hour, morning and afternoon. So we'll have that set up. Jane Hayes Junk at the Extension Office is going to come and do a STEM activity on Sunday afternoon. We're doing make and take crafts, so there'll be some crafts around. We'll have cookie decorating every day and just a few games. So we're trying to draw sometimes with moms with strollers and kids at fair. They just need a place to go and kind of get out of the stroller and move around and burn off a little energy. And sometimes livestock barns are not the best place to do that. So we had hoped to make a little area for, you know, parents to come and color with their kids or do a make and take or decorate a cookie or whatever and just get them out of the strollers. You know, we're kind of gearing it toward ages, you know, 2 to 9 probably. Most 10-year-olds probably don't want to play in sandboxes anymore. But they're welcome, but don't really have an age limit on it, but kind of gearing them to those younger kids that might just need a place to kind of have some downtime.
And it's a supervised area.
It is. It is supervised. I do want to mention real quick that SNR Pony Rides will be there at the Kids Barn on Sunday after, well, Sunday morning at 10. They will be starting pony rides. She is going to donate part of her proceeds to Marcus Palmer, the little boy in Griswold who's trying to get a diabetic dog. So that's kind of a fundraiser for him as well on the grounds on Sunday.
What little kid doesn't like a pony ride?
That's right. So
very good. And very appropriate for a fairgrounds. Well, great. Lots of things to do. And it does provide a little escape, too. We realize that sometimes the adults would like to maybe experience a few other things at the fair that it's difficult to do, like you say, with a stroller or even just hand in hand with a young one along because they might not be interested in. Let's face it, you know who's in charge when you have a young child around.
Absolutely.
They get what they want. So
that's right.
It's an opportunity for you to give them a chance to have a little bit of fun, like you said, burn off some steam and you a chance to see what you want to see and experience what you want to experience at the fair. Well, again, that Farmer's Challenge, as far as that goes, one more time, we've got a Young Farmer's Challenge and then the Farmer's Challenge. Now, the Young Farmer's Challenge is for younger folks. Is that for the 4-H'ers exclusively?
Yep, it's just going to be for senior 4-H'ers and FFA members, yes.
All right, and those are 4-person teams. And again, there's no charge to enter for those youngsters. 4-person teams, you need to enter between 10 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. at the Horse Arena that day. That'll be that on Saturday, the 26th. And then if you want to be a part of the Farmer's Challenge for the adults, it's a 2-person team, a man and a woman. You enter from 3:30 to 5:30 is the entry time to register, and there is a $10 charge for that.
There is.
And we do have prize money for the top finishers in both of those categories.
We do. We do. We'll have 100% payout for that Farmers Challenge for the adults that have to pay an entry, and the Fair Board scraped together some money for the youngsters so that they don't have to pay. So,
crack those wallets open, huh?
That's right. That's right.
So. Very good. Well, good. A lot of things for a lot of folks to do. And check out the schedule of events. We'll be talking so much more about the county fair as we get a little bit closer here in the coming few days. Make sure you get a chance to come on out and enjoy all of the different things going on. Wednesday, there'll be a lot of activity going on that evening as folks get ready. But Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then Tuesday of next week, the livestock sale. Make sure you come out and help those youngsters, too, and support them. And make sure you stop up to the building as well and see all the exhibits that so many of these youngsters work so hard on during the course of the year. Come on out and have fun at the fair, right?
Yeah, you bet. Come out and have a meal. You know, the food stand is what helps keep the Cass County Fair free. So we try to do that all through our food stand. So we'd love to feed you.
Any time of the day.
Anytime.
And by the way, hot beef all the time.
All the time.
Excellent. Christy, thanks for coming by.
You bet. Thank you.